I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On November 2nd, a group of Hindu nationalists stormed a church service, beating two pastors and burning Bibles. They demanded Christians stop meeting. This happened in India's Chhattisgarh state, where recently a Hindu priest called for the beheading of those who convert to Christianity. John Padidi with Bibles for the World says this attitude has become very normal in parts of India.
Under this ruling Hindu government, a Hindu priest can speak out like that, and actually his rally is attended by political leaders, and it's something that's flashed across the country. People are voicing their support for this. He's also, the same Hindu priest has also called for the all people who kill cows should be shot with glass bullets.
Please ask God to comfort and strengthen Indian Christians. And today is Veterans Day in the United States. While most veterans transition successfully into civilian life, others struggle against hidden wounds. The veteran suicide rate is 50% higher than the national average. Steve Prince heads up Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries. And as a veteran-to-veteran ministry, the Warriors Set Free team offers unspoken understanding.
Veterans have a brotherhood already based on our past in the service that we've been through. They call us on their hard days, and they call us to celebrate. I've gotten to be in prison with veterans, and jails, and courtrooms, and also at weddings and celebrating the birth of a child.
The most important conversations turn to Christ and the freedom He offers. If God's calling you to help veterans, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.